Ashlyn Greenwood's Derek Tonjes is our Jim Hughes Real Estate KMA Land Male Athlete of the Week, coming off a phenomenal week quarterbacking the Blue Jays. Had a phenomenal year, honestly, and he's with us now to talk about it. Derek, how are we doing today?
Good. Just a good little Monday afternoon. I'm doing great.
Awesome. Well, hey, we appreciate you taking time to chat with us. It's been to follow your team and your season throughout the year. Now you're headed into the final week of the regular season. You've got a big game coming up. How are we feeling with how the year has gone there so far?
We feel pretty good. We think as an overall team, we're getting better week in and week out. We had a tough loss there in week two against Wahoo. Took a lot of reflection on that. We look back on that. I think we've just we've had a lot of success over that game. I think we continue to grow each and every single week, and we're just looking to just be the best at the right time.
Yeah, and this is a program that has had a lot of success over the last decade or so under Coach Thompson. I guess just speak to the standard and the culture that's kind of been instilled there that's allowed you guys to have another strong season.
Yeah, I think Coach Thompson does an incredible job. I think his principles is overall, we talk about culture a lot, culture, respect, integrity. I think the overall principle is just to help us not only become great football players, but great people overall in general. But no, the framework's been laid for us. We've been very fortunate. We have a lot of great athletes that's come before us, just really allowed us to be successful. We couldn't have done it without the former and previous players at Ashland.
You look back at your game Friday night that earned you this honor. 5 touchdowns, very efficient in the passing game. Take us through that game and what was working.
You know, we were coming into the game. We were really confident. We knew certain things would be there for us just based on their positioning, their safeties, their outside linebackers, their corners and their depth and all that. So we were really confident going into the game, and then we ended up everything worked out how we wanted it to. Was able to find a lot of different receivers, found a lot of success passing the ball, found decent success running the ball too. So it was really a balanced game. And it was a good one. It was a lot of fun to play in.
Yeah, success in the passing game has been something you guys have had all year. And I know historically, you know, this is a team that runs the football really, really well. Speak to the growth of the passing game throughout the year. And is it a surprise to you that you guys have been as good in that category as you've been?
Yeah, it's something we've definitely we looked at our strengths this year, and we knew some of our strengths would be more receiving. We knew we had a lot of great receivers out there. So we have an offensive coordinator, Mr. Kudemelka, or passing offensive coordinator, we call him, Mr. Kudemelka, and their offensive coordinator, Nate Tonjes. You know, they do a great job. They scheme every single week. They do watch a ton of film. They give all the wide receivers, all the quarterbacks notes and breakdowns and different routes, different timing. So it's definitely been something we've been working on a ton. It takes a lot of effort, a lot of time, a lot of practice to get everything down. But once you get it down, it's fun to watch, and it's really fun to play with. And
Derek Tonjes of Ashlyn Greenwood, our Jim Hughes Real Estate KMA Land Male Athlete of the Week. I know you're going to give a lot of credit to your line and your receivers and your coaching staff, but as the quarterback within this offense, you know, what is asked of you, and what do you feel has made you successful this year?
Yeah, I think a decent amount is asked of me. As a quarterback, you need to know kind of what's going on with everything. You need to know your run fake you're going to do before the pass. You need to know what the linemen are doing. You need to know where receivers are going to be, when they're going to be, what different routes, looking at defensive alignment. So there is a lot of stuff to do, but, you know, just continual practice. You know, the more you play the position, kind of the easier it gets. So, yeah, you said I do have to give a ton of credit to everyone else, but just personally, it just comes with time and growth.
Remind me, and I should have looked this up before I talked to you, is this your second or third year as a starter now?
This is my second year. My freshman and sophomore year, I played wide receiver, and I had a great quarterback I was looking up to. His name is Dane Jacobson, mm-hmm. So I do give a lot of credit to him as well. It was great looking up to him, and he showed me a lot of the stuff I'm doing now.
Yeah, I knew this was at least your second year. I'll be honest, all years kind of run together for me at this point, so I thought maybe it could be your third. Where's the biggest growth in your game from last year to this year, you feel?
I would say it's just overall slowed down for me. A lot easier reading, getting our pre-snap reads with the safeties and post-snap reads, usually like an outside linebacker or a corner drop or a corner sit. So it's really slowed down in my initial reads, which has helped our offense with timing, receiver, routes, and all that stuff.
Now, looking to, you know, this Friday night, obviously a big matchup coming up with Gross Catholic. I'm sure we're talking on Monday morning, so I'm sure you're still in the preparation process. You probably got film later today and throughout the week. But what do you know about them as you prepare?
We've already done our film and all that stuff. We know their run pass. They do a little bit of mix of both, but I'm mainly focused on their defense. We know a lot. We know they go too high. We know they like dropping their outside backers on pass. We know they usually sit their corners 5 to 7 yards. Depending on what we show, if we go 5 wide, they'll usually drop corners and put safeties over top. So we know a lot about them. It should be a really fun game. They've had a lot of great games this year. I know they got 2 losses to Wahoo and Lakeview, I believe, which is 2 really solid teams. So it should be a really fun game.
Maybe this isn't just specific to Friday night, but, you know, with Friday night and into the postseason, what will you guys have to do to have success going forward?
I think we're going to have to, especially against the best team, I think we're going to have to play at our best. And I think that involves a perfect mix between run and pass. And then I think on the defensive side of the ball, just getting stops, stay out of penalties. Penalties always kill teams. So no penalties and just play our best football.
Derek Tonjes of Ashland Greenwood, our Jim Hughes Real Estate KMA Land Mail Athlete of the Week. Derek, appreciate the time today and wish you the best going forward.
No, of course. Thank you for the call.